good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to the Women's Roundtable on a Live Talk. I'm Marvelous Mtlanganya here, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., this Thursday, September the 2nd, 2021.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga. Today, amongst other topics, we'll be looking at COVID-19, which is affecting many programs in the country and which is also affecting women and their programs, and including the schools, the opening of schools. And before we get there, we noticed that the Ministry of Health is saying, as of yesterday, 1 September, the country had 124,960 confirmed cases, including 113,527 recoveries and 4,438 deaths, with a total vaccinations of 2.6 million against the COVID-19.
And the government and the Ministry of Health also says that they need to vaccinate 10 million people for the country to have herd immunity. But they also say that as of yesterday in the country, we had 19 deaths yesterday and 187 people were confirmed COVID-19 positive. So we're going to be looking at some of these issues that are affecting the country at the moment, especially when it comes to COVID-19. But we also saw that during this week, worldwide, the United States, we saw President Joe Biden of the United States pulling out of Afghanistan, and that affected a lot of women, and some have been resettled in Africa. So we'll be giving you a report of the pulling away of the U.S. forces from Afghanistan as we go along in the show, and then come back to our guests who will be sharing with us what programs they are doing during this COVID-19 pandemic.
The Taliban celebrated on the streets of Kabul following the U.S. military's complete withdrawal from Afghanistan and the last American planes leaving. On Tuesday, the U.S. commander-in-chief announced the end of America's longest war.
I was not going to extend this forever war, and I was not extending a forever exit.
President Joe Biden repeated his reason to end the war that has spanned 20 years and four American presidents.
So we're left with a simple decision. Either follow through on the commitment made by the last administration and leave Afghanistan, or say we weren't leaving and commit another tens of thousands more troops going back to war. That was the choice, the real choice, between leaving or escalating.
Last week's suicide bomb attacks by ISIS-K, also known as the Khorasan Network, a self-proclaimed branch of the militant group active in Central and South Asia that took the lives of 13 American soldiers and more than 150 Afghans, triggered more criticism of the withdrawal. But some analysts say Biden is right to end the mission now.
In the longer run, I think the withdrawal will look more like the withdrawal from Vietnam. Short-term, a hit. In the longer term, cleared the way for resetting strategic priorities, refocusing American foreign policy, investing in the economy at home rather than the economy abroad.
The withdrawal was also marred by chaotic scenes as Afghans, fearful of Taliban rule, rushed to the airport hoping to be evacuated. Biden defended the operation.
No nation has ever done anything like it in all of history. Only the United States had the capacity and the will and ability to do it, and we did it today. The extraordinary success of this mission was due to the incredible skill, bravery, and selfless courage of the United States military and our diplomats and intelligence professionals.
The administration vowed to get about 200 self-identified Americans still in Afghanistan out of the country. Meanwhile, critics say potentially thousands of Afghans who assisted Americans during the war have been left behind and are now in fear of the Taliban's retribution.
There's been inconsistent policies as to who's the priority at the gate. One minute, the State Department is telling humanitarian organizations and individuals to bring busloads or groups of people in, or telling certain individuals to go there. And then the next minute, it's U.S. passport holders only or green card holders only.
Responding to VOA, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki denied those allegations.
I have no confirmation of what you've just outlined. What I will tell you is that 117,000, approximately, many of them Afghans, people who are not American citizens, were evacuated. That's more people than ever in any airlift in U.S. history.
Following the end of the Afghan war, Biden vowed he would approach foreign policy through the prism of U.S. interests, including how best to continue to keep the American people safe. Pat Suidakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
We're hearing there a report by VOA of what's happening in Afghanistan, where we've seen a lot of women also fearing that some of their rights may be violated as the Taliban took over over Jinsa.
Yes, the Afghanistan issue, as Madlas is saying, and one of our topics again is we are also looking at schools and how it's impacting on families, the schools opening, with some of the teachers not attending lessons and, some learners being sent away from school because of non-payment of fees. And all issues related to that, we'll be bringing our experts on education, including was a member, Makoto Mamasango, whose organization has conducted surveys on education and petitioned the ministry, and they have some success stories on the issue. Yabo ke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma namhlanje. Namhlanje ke sicubungula indaba esishiyeneyo. Okokuqala siyabe sikhangela ke yona i-COVID-19 okuyiyo ephatha ethinta zonke inhlelo ezenzakalayo. Kungenzakala zingakhulumente, kungenzakala zingenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo, kungenzakala emakhaya emzini yabantu, wonke ke uyathintwa i-COVID-19 yena edla kubheju hathi elizweni kodwa emhlabeni jikelele. Kungakho-ke siyabe sixoxa ke neengcwethi zethu lapha ngokuphathelane le misebenzi abayenzayo. Njengoba kule hlelo oluphathelane labesifazane, sizabe sikhangelayo ukuthi abesifazane kubaphatha njani lokhu igcikwane leli, lithinta njani inhlelo abaziqhubayo, njalo lithinta njani ukuvulwa kwezikolo zona-ke ezisanda ukuvulwa kathesi. Sibona ukuthi kuloku khonona ngokuthi abanye abantwana babuyiselwe emuva lanxa uhulumente sithi kungenziwa lokho ngoba bengabhadalanga iy'ndleko zesikolo, kuthiwa ama-school fees. Njalo lapho abasemabhodini babiselwa kuthiwa balakudla okoneleyo kumbe ababhadalanga ama-fees. Kodwa-ke uhulumente uthi hhayi kungaxotshwa mntwana, abantwana bonke befunde. Sibona laba abalisi besithi labo bayakhalala umsebenzi nxa uhulumente engabengezeleli iholo. Kukanti abanye bavele abahambi bathi ngoba benelisi ababutholayo ngulutshwana, kwenelisi ukuyabafikisa ezikolo nxa bebhadala iy'ndleko zamabhasi konke ukuthi baze bayefika. Kukanti bathi bona ababo abantwana bazabafundisa ngani njengoba-ke kungeneli lapha izinto eziningi. Yikho-ke lokhu esabe sixoxa ngakho lokunye Marvelous.
Tinotshingamidza vese vapinda pachirongwa chedu parizvino. Anhasi pano paLive Talk tichange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pezvizhinji zviri kuitika panguva ino yeCOVID-19 ichitarisa zvakare mabasa ari kubatwa nemadzimai munyaya yekubatsira vamwe vakatarisana nedenda irori reCOVID-19 parizvino. Tichitarisa zvakare kuti pane zvizhinji zviri kuitika pasi rose, takaona hurumende yeAmerica ichibuda munyika yeAfghanistan nemusi wechipiri iro svondo rino. Tiri kuona zvakare kuti vanhu vekuzvikoro, vana vekuzvikoro vakadzokera kuzvikoro, uyezve vabereki vazhinji vari kuchema-chema pamusoro penyaya yavari kuti iyo kuti pari zvino kuti vaendese vana kuchikoro. Mari dziri kutaurwa muzvikoro dziri kuwanikwa idzo dzakanyanyokwira, uyezve ivo havana mari dzekuti vakwanise kunge vachibhadhara mari dzemaschool fees. Saka tichange tichitarisa zvakare zvimwe zviri kutarisana nevanhu munyika, nyaya yekushandiswa kwezvinodhaka, uyezve nemabasa ari kubatwa nemamwe masangano ari kubatsirawo vaye vatingati mahealthcare workers, kana kuti vamwe madzimai vari kuwanikwa vakazvitakura panguva ino yeCOVID-19 vachizosangana nematambudziko akawanda panguva iyoyi. Saka tichange tiri kutarisa izvozvo, totarisa zvakare mamiriro akaita nyaya yechitenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19. Bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti kubva nezuro, Zimbabwe yakawanikwa iyo ine vanhu vakashaya vanosvika 19 uyezve pane vanhu 187 vakabatwa nedenda recovid-19 asi kubva denda iri ratanga muna machi gore rapfuura pane vanhu 124,960 vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 uyezve 113,527 vakabatwa nedenda iri vakarikunda tozotarisa zvakare vakabatwa nedenda iri vakashaya vakamira vari pa4,438 deaths totarisa kuti nyika pari zvino yawanikwa iyo ichibaya vanhu nhomba vanosvika ivo 2.6 million nekudaudzira asi bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti riri kuda kuti riwanikwe iro richibaya vanhu nhomba vanokwanisa ivo kuti vasvike pa10 million kuitira kuti pawanikwe iya inonzi herd immunity asi regai timbowana munyarikani wedu wekutanga vari pano pachirongwa timbonzwa kwavari kuti vapinde muchirongwa muzvare Chipo Mulambo timbonzwa kuti zvii zvavari kuita pasi pechirongwa chavari kuedza kubatsira madzimai panguva ino yecovid-19 regai tiende kwavari tinzwe allo muzvare Mulambo mungatiudzowo nezvesangano renyu here uyezve zvamuri kuita kubatsira madzimai
makadi henyu ndinonzi Chipo Tsitsi Mulambo ndiri kutaurawo nemi ndiri kuHarare tine organizationwo yedu inonzi Rona Flow Foundation tingangoti mandate yedu kupromota madzimai nekuvabetsera kuti vaende kuzvipatara vanosununguka zvakanaka tiri kuwana kuti vakadzi vakawanda vari kuzofa vari kufira kudzimba havasi kuenda kuchipatara vamwe vanosunungukira pana saka takabatanawo tikati tingabetsera vakadzi sei panguva ino yecovid kuti vaende kunosunungukira kuchipatara tidzivirire njodzi
mombotitaurawo neye muchirungu kuti what's your organization doing to assist women during this covid-19
can you say that again
in english please
or can you repeat the question
What's your organization doing to assist women?
Okay, so the mandate of the organization is to enhance and promote maternal health in Zimbabwe. As you know, Zimbabwe is one of the highest maternal mortalities in the world. So what we did is we came up with a hamper, which we call the Apona hamper. Basically, it's an incentive. We put together a hamper that entices women to go and deliver at the clinic. We work with about 29 village health workers. Mm-hmm. We piloted the program in Chiweshe. So we work with 29 village health workers there, but our programs are not only restricted to Chiweshe, we are also in Harare. And sometimes if we get a request, we do send out our hampers. So what we do is we put together this hamper. It's got a bucket. It's got cotton wool. It has some baby clothes. It has a bar of soap, a bottle of spirit. And we also put whatever else that we get from donations. The reason why we put this hamper together is because before we even started doing programming work, we used to find out that most women, particularly those in the rural areas, will not go to the clinic because perhaps they don't have the cotton wool that they need after delivery, or they don't have a bucket which they are required to bring so they can have water when they deliver. So we found it really sad that a woman can lose her life by ending up having a baby at home unattended, and most of the time we find women end up dying, or they end up, their babies die, or they have birth injuries and there are no nurses. So I can pretty much say our whole thrust is to figure out incentive and to entice women to go and deliver at a hospital or a clinic.
Thank you so much. We were hearing there from Chipo Mulambo, who has an organization based in Zimbabwe. She actually came, relocated back from Canada in November last year to go back to Zimbabwe and start this project. But before we go to start, just hear what Boza are doing in terms of the education system in the country. Let's just take a listen to an interview that I had with the Vice President of the MVC Alliance, Amai Limet Karenye Kore, where she was talking about some of the work that they are doing in order to help women during COVID-19. And she also spoke about what she thought about having a female president, vice president in Zambia. We saw that Zambia now has a new president, but Mai Karenye Kore was talking about the vice presidency in Zambia, which is now being headed by a woman. Vanoona seja, takaona shitika muzambia, umotu kuona parijino, mawe ni mtelezeri, we mtungamire, we mzimai. Chino mtungamiza, ine mufaro panapashirongu achedu wa maikore?
Magadi izi, ini nguri seja kumafimasi.
Aiwa, siri wadi, tatu uda kunzwa ufungwa zenyu, nema niru wakaita mwika ye Zambia, takaona mzimai atikiwa iye, kana kutachi voteru, wakutapinde kwa chimbo. Chemtelezeri wemtungamiri mucha we Zambia.
Sine mufaro zvikuru semadzimai. Kufunga kwangu ndofunga pasi rose rakagamuchira chiitiko chakaitika kuZambia. Chinova chakaratidza kuti president wemuZambia anoremekedza kodzero dzemadzimai. Anoremekedzawo chinhu chinonzi mudzimai. Akaratidza kuma president mazhinji kuti haiwa haungaiti baba pamusha uchinge usina amai. Saka akaona zvakanaka kuti akaona akatora munhukadzi akaiswa pachigaro chevice president anobatsiridzawo kuti nyika inge ine utongo hwakanaka. Zvikurukuru isu semadzimai chatakanyanya kukosherwa nacho ndechekuti aiwa ka munyika zhinji hamukoshesi madzimai, asi wezi rasimuka richibva paZambia rinova wezi rinoratidza kuti aiwa vana Malawi vakazviita makore aya. MuZimbabwe zvikatongovapo ZANU-PF ikabvisa munhukadzi ikaisa munhurume, asi MDC Alliance inotungamirwa naPresident Chamisa yakaona zvakanaka ikapinza muungiro rayo payakaenda kuCongress kuti ai deputy umwe chete anofanira kuita mudzimai. Zvinova ndiwotsoka dzaterwa nedzimwe nyika kuti aiwa vanhukadzi vanewo chekutaura maringe nezvematongerwo enyika. Saka tinozvifarira uye takanzwa kukosheswa kuti aiwa semadzimai tinokosheswawo.
Tombotarisa kuti Zimbabwe ichange yakatarisana nesarudzo muna 2023. Pane zvamukati makadzidza here kubva kuZambia panyaya pekukosha kwevhoti yemudzimai uyezve nevechidiki?
Ndakaona zvakawanda zvandakadzidza kuZambia. Chekutanga chandakadzidza kuZambia ndechekuti vana vatakabereka ndiwo vanewo chikamu chakawanda zvikuru sei pasarudzo. Saka ndakadzidza kuti aiwa savana mai isu tinobereka vana vasina mabasa, isu tinova mudzimba vasina mabasa, isu tine hama neshamwari zviri kutambudzika muZimbabwe. Saka zvatinofanira kudzidza ndezvekuti aiwa savana mai ngatikurudzirei vana venyu varume venyu nehama dzenyu kunoregesa kuguta. So ndakaona zvakakosha kuvaZambia kuti vana mai vakamira neuwandu vakadaiwa vana makore ese semadzimai tisu tinopinda mutende tichinovhota vana muchisara kumba. Asi rwendo runo imi sevana marwadziwa kupfuura isu vabereki. Chiendai mumutende. Ndakakosherwa ndichiona vana vemuZambia vachienda vakapfeka magauni kuratidza kuti aiwa vana mai vedu nana baba vakatidzidzisa aka hatina mabasa. Saka kuti tiwane mabasa handendinorejista kuvhota. Chimwe chechipiri ndakakosherwa kuti semadzimai vakakurudzira runyararo. Ndakaona pisi yakaitwa muZambia inova yakaratidza kuti aiwa kana vanhu vakabatana vakavhota neuwandu aiwa chekuita hapana chekuzvinorumirwa. Hazvidirwi sarudzo kana vanhu vakasimuka neuwandu. Vanhu zvese ndakadzidza ndechekuti semadzimai ndakadzidza kuti aiwa kana isu tapedza kuvhota ngatibikirei vana vedu vari kunoenda kunogarira mavhoti, isu tapedza todzokera
Tarisa kuti pari zvino Zimbabwe nepasi rose tiri pasi peshamhu yedenda recovid-19. Pane dzidziso yamuri kupawo here kumadzimai nyanya panyaya yekukosha kwakaita kutora nhomba nezvimwewo zvakadaro panyaya ino yecovid-19?
Aiwa, tiri kukurudzira seMVC Alliance inotungamirwa navachamisa. Ukatarisa sekretari wedu wehealth Dr. Mazorera, vanogara vachiburisa zvekutaura kuti aiwa hanzei tinobayiwa nhomba. Isu semadzimai tese patiri kusangana mumasocial media tiri kutaura kuti aiwa hanzei tinobayiwa nhomba tizvidziviriri. Kana tikakubata wakabayiwa, tine matestimonies evanhu vari kubatwa naichochi chirwere asi vachizorarama zvakanaka nekuti vanenge vazvidzivirira. Tiri kukurudzirawo zvevanhu kuti aiwa ngatiwe neutano muzimba. Patiri kupinda mumastriti imomo, ngatitarise kuti taita utsanana, tasanitaiza, tageza maoko. Kunavo vasina mamaski, sebato reMVC Alliance tiri kubatsiridza kuti tipanane zvishoma zvatinowana izvozvo kuti munhu wese ange aine kudzivirirwa, nekuti chirwere checovid chauya zvakanyanya kumaruva kwatiri kubvawo. Tinadzo hama dziri kuparara nedenda irori. Saka seMVC Alliance tinozvikurudzira zvikuru, uye tichibatsiridzana kuti aiwa chinhu ichi ndechemunhu wese, nesu ngatibatane tirwise denda irori.
So, panyaya yekuvhurwa kwezvikoro tiri kuona vamwe vari kutizvi kana vachizvi zvanyanya kurumbidza kutaura. Aiwa, apo tanga tiine hurukuro naamai Lynette Karenye Kore vebato reMVC Alliance vachitaura ivo pamusoro pezvirongwa zvavari kuita mukuedza kuti madzimai nyanya vekumaruwa vaende kunobayiwa nhomba dzecovid-19 uyezve kuti vawanikwe ivo vachizvidzivirira kubva kudenda iri recovid-19.
Abanyiki vahlonitshwa vethu, bekhuluma ngokutshiyeneyo okuphathelane necovid-19 nokuvulwa kwezikolo. Joining us now is Magodonga Mahlango of Women of Zimbabwe Arise, whose organization has done a lot in education and in fact, let her tell us all about it. I welcome you to the show, Masha.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, if you can introduce yourself and what your organization thinks about the school's opening and what's going on now in schools.
I'm Makoto Amasham from Women of Zimbabwe Arise, like you said. I'm the project lead for the right to education, which is called Imfundo Yiphala to Education is our Heritage. We've done a lot of community awareness in terms of learning under the new normal, and then also of the current Education Act and also the prevailing policy education so that education policies so that as right holders, by right holders I mean the children and the parents, understand what it is due to them and what is the obligation to educate their children. But surprisingly, the conflicting statement from the minister or the government, if I may say, because on the other hand, we have got the Education Policy Act, Amendment Act 2020, which speaks to free education. But then we had the present action to parents to assist. At the same time, when we were on the ground, we realized that parents are really struggling and needing to send their children to school with food on their tummy because a normal task to fulfill. And it's so to ask parents to start providing PPEs like sanitizers and other stuff to the school and paying fees for that matter and levy. it's really interpreted by the responsible authority of the government.
Yes, and so far, have you seen what's going on in schools? Do you think those PPEs are enough? Children must, and are they? Is there any education taking place? Have you seen what's going on now?
What is currently happening right now is that the schools open for the examination classes. They are seeing children, no parents, there are no teachers in some cases. In some cases, the girls are not seeing. Teachers are still asking parents to provide healing material, and in some cases they are saying parents should come and heal because especially at primary level, they are saying they don't think millennials at their age can manage to heal, and they are asking parents to pay. And as per the circular letter number 9 of 2021, that speaks about the opening schools and the pro rata payment system. In some cases, we've noticed that schools are abusing that. They're asking parents to pay for 80 days. And then those are not special classes. And yes, we have not started teaching because some teachers are not at school. And then the other non-examination classes, we are noticing that they are calculating a 25 days. Yet we know that the secular state clearly says that in some classes, we have to attend next once or twice a week. So we are not getting that 25 days. Instead of them calculating, which is saying they are calculating in their favor, and then in that case, they are taking money to pay more for a service that is not rendered. And with the rural teachers, they are more affected because we have noticed that some of the teachers, even though they try to go to the local rural bus terminals to go home, to go to their schools, they came back because there were no buses. We realize that the issue of the rural buses being used as the urban transporters now they are conducted under ZUPCO. So these are the challenges that teachers are facing. Already teachers are complaining about they are living with salaries, and then they have to go and not find trouble and come back like the rest of the buses, and they are ill-equipped even to go to school. The other worrying thing is that you are already talking about the national examination taking place. We are oblivious to the fact that these learners last year they were non-examination classes, so they were not qualified in terms of teaching. And this year they were only taught for the first term. So what are they going to like? So these are the things that are really worrying us. And the education system in Zimbabwe, we really need to put our efforts together and our resources together to make sure that we educate our children. Otherwise, this is going to be a lost generation in terms of education.
Yes, while you are still on English, marvelous. You are on mute.
How your organization is working with some of these people that are facing these issues.
Yes, I think you were muted. Maybe she didn't get part of your other question.
Maybe you can repeat to her because the audio is on your side.
Okay, say your question, I couldn't get it either.
I was saying that how is your organization working to assist those affected?
Yes, Magodama, if you can.
Yes, our organization, yes, we are, like I said, we have been raising awareness to communities about the police, and then we are also encouraging parents that the constitution covers the right to education. It gives education as a right, and the education amendment, Section 20, we need parents to refuse to pay to refuse to allow their students to be chased away from school for non-payment because the education is quite clear on that. And the ministry is clear that the kind of service children should not be chased away from school. The parents negotiate in planning down to pay school fees. But even though we have that on the ground, we are noticing that children are being chased away, and we are helping parents to go back to school. But it's also to go back to school to mitigate, and also put the school heads aware that they are doing is illegal. But it's also becoming very risky because of COVID-19. It might be allowing people to go in and out of school when they are not supposed to be in school. So these are the change. Rather, right now, at this time, it's better in context in time. Let us all get to the child care capital grant. And the child care capital grant will use work. And so that change, I think, when we started the contract of the Minister of Education then, it used to help a lot of schools where they could not raise the revenue through babies or fees. They have to not pay because they could have the same money. But when we are talking about child care capital grant, it's good. I able to get a lump sum of money, and when you get a lump sum of money, you have to buy special materials for learning and teaching and doing well. But right now, they're not doing that because parents paying, they're not paying in numbers, and some parents are the option, and they're going to pay. But I can't do that. So, this is we're still looking for the capital capital grant to pay while we are progressing going towards the pre combined or primary. So,
mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Over to you, sir.
Yes, and you also mentioned that there was this grant which used to work when there was Minister David Coulthard of the MDC, but we realized that the government also says it is BEAM. Is this BEAM assisting many children?
Unfortunately, BIM is the most abused the fund and the work. Time again, it's told the ministry responsible and even the. Unfortunately, the other thing about the BIM, because of the assessment of the module, it's not housed within the Ministry of Education, housed under the public bill. So that money for it to the Ministry of Education takes time for allocating the approval and the. There's also a kind of corruption within communities because we're health companies where people are being the school is supposed to choose the community that is going to say going to communities and beneficiaries that way corruption. And I think in 2014 and in 2016, the general already came out with a report licensed condemning the abuse of the BIM. And when it's other thing about BIM, when it is allocated, it is delayed in payment. We not received for the past 3 years. So BIM is not working. It has all gone to the target at the grant. Why aside the cut the grant, why we are trying to progress it, we realize that it's expected.
Yes, you said one of the strategies is that the parents should not pay fees because there are provisions within the constitution that allow for free education. How practical is this? Do you find a unit of purpose here, or some go ahead and pay, and some pay such that those who don't pay find that their children are no longer learning?
We advise parents that those who are in the best interest of everyone for our children to learn. Those who can afford pay. But then one challenge that we're seeing is that those who pay now want to pay time for the same net against those who are not paying. We should deliver. So we're saying to the schools, accept whatever the parents are giving. Don't ask children about the issue between parents and the schools. Allow children to go and learn. But if parents find out that their children are being discriminated, then we are taking a lot of effect on that and we'll approach schools. We're working on this project, motivation, and good relationship with the people. But if the provincial education director, the ICT, we are all on the same page on the budget. Teachers should be praying from children learners and teachers should not be talking about things and ladies. They should focus on teaching. They should be complaining about things. Don't let them tell you that rather than interrogating learners and showing how they are going to pay. That should be going to the better than other staff. The might teaching staff.
Yabo-ke siyabonga. Sesingakhuluma-ke sesizabuyela-ke ukuthi sikhulume ngolimi lwesiNdebele. Ngakho konke ade sikuxoxa lapho ukuthi siyabona ukuthi izikolo zivuliwe njengenhlanganiso-ke elwela ikhankasela kakhulu ezemfundo ukuthi ziqhubeke kuhle inhlelo lithini ngalokhu bese kwekulungele yini ukuthi zivulwe isikolo.
Izikolo khona bekulungele ukuthi zivulwe kodwa indlela okwenziwe ngayo ayisingalunganga. Kuba singananzelela ukuthi kube lokuxhokozela ngoba le mashini ehleli khona ku-announce yakhakho nakule i-lockdown iyaqhubekela phambili ne-14 abathuki. After 2 days, the person will pull up. Whoever number is allowed, I'm going to be able to pay him. In my reality, I'm going to be able to pay him. In my reality, I'm going to be able to pay him. 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 So, what do you want to do with the hotel? I'm going to be able to go to the hotel. I'm going to be able to go to the hotel. I'm going to be able to go to the hotel.
Laphana sixoxa ngesiNgisi uke wathi kulolunye njalo uhlelo eliluqhubayo labanye iziphathamandla zemfundo kwezinye izigaba zemathebeleleni. Yiluphi uhlelo njalo kuyini elikwenzayo ukuthi likhulumisane nohulumeni ukwenza ukuthi kube nomahluko kwezemfundo?
Kodwa libone ngani uyaphumelela yini umkhankaso wenu lo wokuthi imfundo yilifa lethu, education is our heritage, kumbe kuzaba yingxoxo kuphela? Libone ngani akhona amanyathelo uhulumende azawathatha njalo uzalandela izixwayiso zenu? Over to you, Marvelous.
We were hearing there from Ms. Magodo Ngamahlangu, who was talking about some of the projects that they are doing in order to sensitize people about their rights according to paying school fees. At the time where we've seen a lot of schools have been open during this COVID-19 pandemic, but we have our other guests coming in who's also going to be talking about what they are seeing on the ground regarding the opening of schools and the situation that some of the kids are facing at the moment. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Asere, Matabi. I was. What is it? You know, it's the organization. Yeng, Mova Matuzo, Jamurkuita. Pangwa ino yeku vurwa pej koro uyeje. Itaka tarisana neja chukona. Ajulikusangana neva na parishu.
Tarangu naitwa Christina Madamu Memrombo. Organization yetu inonzizo ni Mubatira Family Trust. Tiri mukati mekushanda ni wana parishini tini program. Kuti wana wale jinsi kutashino dagwa. Uye tiri kubatira nani wabereki. Wani wana wanga wakto itashino dagwa. Wanga wachiji wache wawitowe pamukanga nisika. Mfungwa, wanili wala kutungwara, nikamisata pekutura jino daga. Shikuru sei, Kristo Mez, ya manu tiyo mutorio ukata na kutungobo. Sirikutari sana, ne wanifama zira, anutangira iyo, zira ku primary cyber education, ma 30 years, wakawanda ma 16, 18 kushika kuhaya institute of learning kuma universities wangushika kuma 24, 25, 26 years. Asi wana wakabati kwa shikuru ne kukairoro wangu wari pakati kwa mshikizo shikuru seji kuma universities. Kwa sana sana ni wabereki wanguti bata masaura matambutuwa wasangara na wei kuti wana wakutaza kuenda kushikoro wana wakutaza kuenda kushikoro ne kuti chirwereki chirwere chino utu wane kutora chino takasa kaita sana mchori chino kanganisa kumbwa chino uza kumwe kuchambutika kamuwiri we mwana nefuwa zate kuno mchitika unu wate. Chichirewa kuti, chinijaka sana na nekwenda kuchikoro, chineke za azu nesu za asa kwa nsekwita. Saka wana wa jinti, takuno furgo, karpita chikoro ije, wacha chata kutokira, wana kutoka. Hava sa kwa nsekwita. Wamu wa jinti, wacha tatikonewa, wana wanafanda kuno nyora pa examinations, au, wamu ima examinations, they sign out ya iyo, asu wana wala kutaza kwita. Ende chanyanya kushata, jisho kuti wana wangawari kungeni, kwa kwa mwishina kushwatara. Ene wangu wa kuchere
If you can just tell us in English, you said that you're realizing that, you know, some children are not able to go back to school at the moment because some of them have gone into drug use or are abusing drugs, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic. Tell us a little bit about that as schools open this week.
Yes, as schools are opening this season, it's second term, I think, or third term, I'm not quite sure right now. We are faced with a lot of students, especially in the age groups of between, I would say, 18 to 26, 27. Mm-hmm. And again, a percentage, a small percentage will be primary, 18, 14, 15, 16. But we are saying the bigger percentage is in higher education universities. That is where we are more affected. We are having students who are dropping out because they can no longer concentrate on education. Mm-hmm. Because what crystal meth does is it destroys someone's brain cells. So it means the person that is doing crystal meth can no longer concentrate on education because of mental health issues.
Mm-hmm.
So they are no longer going to go back to school. Parents may try to take them, but it's not going to happen.
Or maybe if you can give us details of how people can get in touch with your organization, because we're running out of time, so that they can be able to understand how they would know if their children were affected by some of these drugs that you talk about and are not able to return to school.
Yes. Parents may see if their children are affected by just noting personality disorders, psychotic disorders, and things like depression, aggression. Those things may indicate drug abuse. We might be contacted at 077-237-9751. That is my number.
Mm-hmm. And your organization's name again?
Mubasira Public Trust.
Mm-hmm. If you can stay on the line, because time is not on our side, I would like to give our other guests a time to just come in and weigh in, because we have a few minutes left. So please stay on the line.
I will. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're coming back to you, Makoto Mamasha. We heard what our other guest said. Would you say that the issue of, drugs is a big problem, especially in schools in Bulawayo and Machabeleland?
Yes, it is a huge problem. It's one of the issues that we found out when we were doing the questionnaire on the lockdown through the Isle of Lennon. And we realized that some of these people came in, but they were being enforced by adults, and some were being banned by adults to buy the drug for them, and some they were going to go to legal courts and then you overtake a child to avoid the next train. And finally, they got addicted to the drug while in water points or push water thing. It was really worrying. It really shocked them to the core to remember the drug the problem and even the sexual activeness of the young kids as young as the 9 years old,
thinking
about that. All these things,
yeah. Yes, and are we talking of expensive drugs here or just the ones they can access? What types of drugs did you find out were a problem in your survey?
They were talking about the Nyaope, they were talking about something like from the the common, and then we were talking about the other stuff that they come across.
just use it. And what, most of the kids are saying they use it due to boredom, and some will use they guess that they were exposed to too much violence, to water points, and to all domestic violence, and then except from that, they will just use it.
Yes, sir. That's
some were saying that they are suppliers. So some of them are saying that they are suppliers, like in Dumbani and for Poma, they are not drug dealers, but suppliers in drugs.
Yes, that's an important observation. Marcus, I don't know how much time we have. If you could say that in a minute,
she can, yeah, we've still got 5 minutes. So
yes.
Yeah, let me get the lady from Zimbabwe to just round off in 30 seconds. Then we'll let Amai Mahlangu come in so that she can round us off because she has the bigger picture of the education and the service. Murombo motipa mazwenye kupedzisira nekuti chirongwa chedu chakupera kuti vanhu vanokuwana ikupi uye vangaziye sei kuti mwana anenge abatwa akutora zvinodhaka.
Tinowanikwa tiri kuno muHarare, phone dzangu 077-237-9751. Unogona kuziva kuti mwana ari kutora zvinodhaka nehunhu hwaanenge achitiratidza. Kazhinji kacho havarari, havadyi zvakanaka, uye maitiro avo nehunhu hwavo anenge atopesana natinotarisira kuvanhu. Vamwe vanenge vanyanya kushisha zvinodhaka ikwekuvarefu vanenge vakutokangatsika kuva zvokuti vanenge vava vanhu vane hasha vanoda zvekurwa, vanoda kutukana uye vanotanga kupa zvinhu zveipamba kuti vakwanise kunotenga madrugs aya avanenge vachishandisa. Ndoka kuona kwaunoita kuti vana ava havasisiriki kwazvo. Vanoita vachida pachingu mamood disorders, vanoita kana depression.
Aywa, thank you so much. I think we can now go over to my Mahlangu.
Yes, marvelous. As you know, they say they have this report locked down through the eyes of learners where they found out most of these problems. Izidakamizwa kuyinela kufika ngazo kubulawayo la emathebelele njalo yiziphi bonke nje ukuthi uhamba njani namafitshane.
Izidakamizwa esatholayo ngocwaningo losathola ukuthi khona kulokuthi bathaba kulo muntu oyi-communist abahlanganisayo enkohlimizo la esekuthola ukuthi khona kulo nyawobe kuse kuthiwa enyiti ekuse okunye kuthiwa imbange ngokwazo. Okunye nje bahlanganisa lapha lapha, okunye bathi abakwazi ngoba bokulawa babethi abakwazi kuya kuyini ngoba untumbane ngempophoma kulaba abahlabilo athengisa amabhanzi, amabhanzi lawo aedolobhi akeyidakamiza leyo badle ba-trade abantu. And bade khuluma ngokuthi khona sithola from why you have ngicabanga ukuthi bathola abanye ukuthi bebalekele ukudlakela ebhijini yabokudliwa kakhulukazi.
As much as we'd like to hear a lot, but unfortunately, just a second, if she could give us contact numbers for people that want to follow her report, then we have to be out.
Okay, Mary, if you want to know what you're saying, you can invite you to contact you. I think Mary, if you want to that's what she's doing. I'm a total lender. I'm 080-813-2134.
Yes, I thank you to Makotonga Mahlangu of Women of Zimbabwe Arise, whose organization has done so much and published so much on education and children. Kulivalelisa yoke yimi uSthembukile Mhlanga ngikho napha eWashington DC.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga, we are saying at a very good time.
Thank you.